This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
This is a legendary lineup today here on Sabres Live. Chris Baker from Sabres Prospects joining the party after David Leggio joined us in the first half hour.
Yep.
Bakes, it's been too long. How are you?
Doing well, birthday boy. How
it's
are you?
It's been way too long. I know, we bring you back. I felt like this was the birthday present for Duffer, having Bakes on. Like, that's always so good. So, yes, there's your birthday present.
Thank you. It's the best I could have ever hoped for.
Well, you went from Leggio legend to whatever I am.
Baker's bunker.
Baker's bunker go. Legend.
We are that's in the great. Bunker with windows.
Although, the draft lottery last night, you were the first person that was probably on a lot of people's mind because of the prospects. And the Sabres always did what they only had 6% chance of doing, is drop two spots. Like, I laid it out yesterday. They had basically an 81% chance of being either at 7 or 8. And, you know, they could have moved up in the top two. Third would have been a very, very unique situation. And then 9th, they dropped down 2 to 9. So I'm going to ask for some prospect that may be around number 9 that you've studied and whatever. But then I'll have a follow-up question when it comes to the actual selection of the Sabres. So who are we looking at, like, around 9th for the Sabres?
Boy, around 9th, I mean, it kind of gets wide open there. I think when you get past 5, I think this draft class, there's going to be 32 different permutations when you look at teams' draft boards there once you get past probably 5 or 6. And that's where I think team needs going to come into play. Let me just preface it like this, Marty, before we get into names. I think the criteria that you really have to look for if you're the Sabres, obviously what's in the cupboard, you know, and kind of how you're stocked, where are your stock levels at by position. But really the big thing is going to be the culture of the player. You heard that a lot with Lindy Ruff. You heard that a lot with Kevin Adams at the end of the year. That is going to be the theme throughout this draft. You can't just do it on day 2. You got to really start at the top and getting that guy that's just going to be well-rounded, team-first guy, doesn't care about his points, cares about just going out every shift and playing hard. So with that said, I think, you know, there's a couple defensemen that you can look at. There's a couple forwards that you can look at. The defensemen that I kind of – well, actually, I'll start with the forwards, actually, because I think, you know, there was a player – for the Sioux Greyhounds this year. He kind of started off the year, maybe high teens, maybe in the 20s, but really every time you checked in on him, you're like, wow, this kid's really good. And you see a lot of NHL traits, and that's Brady Martin. Okay. He's a natural centerman, right shot centerman, by the way, for the Sioux Greyhounds. Steady riser all year, really strong, really, you know, he's well-rounded. He's not like super elite at anything he does, but he's a team first guy. He's physical. He's got a motor. And I think that he really, I think, cemented himself as a guy that you could pick anywhere after 8.
Okay.
With his performance at the under 18s, he was one of those guys that showed up and just led the way along with, you know, Braden Coots, one of the best names in this draft class, Coots, Scoot, and Boogie from the Seattle Thunderbirds. But he's not really there for me at 9. But, you know, Brady Martin, I think, is a good place to kick it off. There's another really high motor winger, though, that I think you could start to think about. And that's Victor Eklund, who's been really just a fantastic player all season long and really even going back to his season last year. Another guy, just relentless, twitchy, gets a lot of shots on goal. I think being a winger, that the Sabres could be maybe scrutinized there. But, you know, we saw Nikolai Ehler, similar frame, similar impact on the game, similar speed, go at nine. Like, but gosh, I want to say a couple years ago. We're getting old, Duffer. It's been more than a couple years ago. But, you know, those are two forwards
he's
that I
look at. He's 29 years old. So I think he's 29. So that would have been like 11 or almost 12 years ago, Nick Ehlers.
It's how long we've been doing this. But, you know, your memory, it's imprinted in your memory, you know, a similar player. Yeah. But, you know, those are two guys that come to mind. But I do have to mention Radim Mertka, big 6'6" defenseman, 215 pounds. He's a Czech kid who came over and played in front of Scott Ratzlaff this year with the Seattle Thunderbirds. So we saw him quite a bit this year. Mm-hmm. Very big, mobile, smooth. And he came over right at the end, like right after American Thanksgiving is when he made his debut. Took him a little bit of time. By the time you checked in on him, mid to late January and beyond, really comfortable playing in North America. You want to see him get a little meaner? And look, the Sabres at the NHL level, you need a right shot defenseman because that's what makes him really attractive to NHL scouts. Not just his size, it's that right shot. That's a top club need. Sabres have to make the decision where they value Mertka because you have a couple cooking in the pipeline right now with Sturbach, Adam Kleber, Komarov. I think you can afford to add another one, and he's probably another guy that you could look at right there, Marty, in that range where the Sabres pick at nine.
Well, when you ventured down this path of giving us names, you prefaced it by saying, what's in the cupboard? I think people want to know what you think is in the Sabres cupboard right now.
Yeah, I like their, believe it or not, I like their defensive depth. I think that you can always add more. I'm still looking for more just culture at the forward ranks. Those guys that are just hardworking, energy, grit, attitude, toughness. That's where I think they're lacking, both in size, but also just that sheer, let me just go out and go full throttle every shift and come back. Okay. I think they made some headway with a guy like Zimmer last year. He's that warrior type. I think they have a need for that. I don't care if it's winger, centerman. That's what makes Brady Martin really appealing here in this draft class, Duffer. But that's kind of the attribute that I'm looking at. It's really any position. I need more of that guy that's going to contribute to the team toughness because I think that's where the pipeline's lacking.
Okay, so I need more of guys that are going to be of impact next year. So you say after the top five, it's kind of like you could have 32 guys being picked in that range. Does that add value to the ninth pick or does that lessen the value? Because I'm looking, how about you move on from the ninth pick and you package that with something else and you go get something that you need that's going to have an impact. I know there's a free agency that, you know, is going to start a week after the draft, but the draft is where I feel you got to make that first stab. So trading the ninth, what do you think?
I think there's two options. Trading out of nine and moving back, I think the variability could make moving back very possible, you know, and you can still get one of these culture guys that's really good, you know, energy, effort, a guy that can score and play in small spaces like Carter Bear, who had a lacerated Achilles tendon. He'd be a guy that I think would fit amazingly in the pipeline. He's a winger, but it doesn't matter. He's got that attitude. He can score. He just plays the right way. So I think moving back is possible, and you can pick up additional assets because when I look at it, the draft strategy as a whole, Marty, I would love for the Sabres to be able to somehow get another second-round pick because that's where you can really start adding your depth and get more, cast a broader net of these guys that are going to be energy, effort, high-compete players. And Ethan Zadda from the Niagara Ice Dogs on day two. Now, I'm going too deep. I know that's what we don't want to do here, but I'm just using him as an example. You might not want to pick him at, you know, in 39, wherever you're at in the second round, but you probably can't get him with your third-round pick. You know, get another second-round pick. Moving up is also compelling. You know, my first thought when San Jose dropped out is, and I know it's hard to do, but it's like, man, wouldn't they, you know, maybe want a defenseman? They're kind of forced to maybe take Misa right there. They're not going to take a defenseman. You know, do you call Mike Greer and say, hey, you know, I got a couple defensemen here at the NHL level.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, what do you want to do some business there at two?
Right.
I think that's a really good point. And then you flip two and then you go get something else like a forward somebody. You don't have to pick at two, but I'm just saying you can make a move and that two becomes very valuable to maybe get something else on the other side.
Hard to do, but I'm making the call.
When you look at the Amerks right now and what lies ahead, hopefully it's still a lot of games. Let's do it two ways. Who do you think realistically benefits from this playoff run and whatever they've done before and actually truly, you know, comes back with an opportunity to be impactful for the Sabres? But also, are you looking at players on the Amerks that you think can factor into that equation that you just talked about? What can we do to sweeten with a team like San Jose? Or on the flip of what Marty just said, make a real trade with somebody else to bring in somebody else amid your 18 skaters. Like, are you looking at guys there going, asset to be moved, asset to be coming in for this lineup next year?
I think they're all currency, and they're mostly going to be in that asset to be moved bucket, I think, because I just think the Sabres need to get older.
Okay.
And if you start already going into this offseason programming your brain to have some of these guys move into roles next year, I just don't think that's the healthiest possible outcome for the franchise. So I see them all as currency. Mm-hmm. Now, if you step back and you look at what's upcoming, likely against Laval, let's just face it, right? I know Cleveland's still, you know, fighting to make it a series there. Yep. You know, and beyond that series, I mean, Devin Levi obviously has a ton to gain here. You know, I was keeping track of what Finland's doing in prep for the World Championship, and they got, I think they let in 8 and like 6 over the weekend, and UPL's not even playing. He's probably chomping at the bit also, by the way. Give him a chip on his shoulder coming into the season, but also give him a chip on his shoulder with Devin Levi coming into camp next year, coming off a really good run. He's got a lot on the line. I look at the young players, though, just in general, the experience of maybe not next year, Duffer, you know, whether it's Noah Oslin, whether it's Anton Wahlberg, these guys need to go on a run, build that camaraderie. And that's what I like about Kulik being back there. He's part of that puzzle of these guys doing something special together, because they're likely going to play a significant chunk of their NHL careers together. And I just see that whole cluster of young players that have a lot to gain. And you know where I stand on Ryan Johnson. You know, now I think it's going to be harder with Bernard Docker coming in and Bryson being re-signed, but I just want to see Ryan Johnson emerge and just be that guy. He quietly goes about his business, but do more with this opportunity and bring it into camp and win a job.
Where do you think he's at? Like, do you think he's right in between right now? Like AHL, NHL? Do you think, let's use this San Jose example that you just threw out. Like, is Ryan Johnson, if you're San Jose, is Ryan Johnson really attractive to you right now? Because he's got a lot. He's got enough pro games under his belt and age through the college route to be mature and potentially step in.
Yeah, it's funny. When I look at what's ailed the Sabres this year, I think they want a little more aggression on the blue line. And where does Johnson fit in that piece of the puzzle, right? Because everything else he does exceptionally well.
Mm-hmm.
Block shots, angles are good, gap control is good. Where's the toughness, right? And it's not a knock on him. I'm just stating that's his game.
Right.
I think that he is that tweener right now. You know that we've said it offline, Duffer. I think that he has every, you know, he has every wherewithal to come in and win a job next year at the NHL level, but there's numbers ahead of him being a left shot again also.
Yeah.
So it's a really tricky one here. I just want to create competition. I'd like to keep them, but they're all currency. Again, I think whatever like any discussion you can have about any player has to be had to make your team better, and he's right there.
Last one for me, this or that. What do you think is more important on the Sabres roster? Because you're a prospect guy, and we love it, but you're also big Sabres guy, big team guy. Is it more important to bring a top six forward or a top four defenseman to stabilize things? So this or that, the forward or the defense, what do you bring?
I need a big right shot defenseman to play with Owen Power.
Okay. So that's very clear.
Sums it up, Marty. We like short answers here.
I love it. It's an option. One or the other. You give me one, we move on. I love it.
Our good friend,
John, you know, I can
Shannon.
Elaborate very deeply, and I know we're up against the clock, so I won't.
We're into that time of year, Bakes, where we're going to ask you to elaborate a lot more and more often. I was going to say, Marty, John Shannon used to say less is more. So I appreciate the Baker, concise statement there. It was very good. Bakes, we'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great birthday.
Thanks, buddy. Sabres Live continues after this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.